The Luminous 100, Ancestral Field Connection by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, The Living Lineage, Playing in the Field of Divine Intelligence. Voice, Ava. Generated from the prompt, Ancestral Field Connection, Healing and Drawing Wisdom from the Living Field of Lineage.
Contents.
1. Awakening to the Ancestral Field. 2. The Alchemy of Lineage, Blood, Breath, and Bone. 3. Clearing Apertures, Pathways to the Living Field. 4. Where Fairies Tread, The Play of Wisdom. 5. Healing as a River, Flowing Through Lineage. 6. Dancing with Complexity, Rhythm, Resonance, and Emergence. 7. The Parable Made Flesh, Becoming Ancestor, Awakening to the Ancestral Field. 1. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Silent Ancestors. Whisper Through the Bones. Ancestral Field Hums.
Guat.
We are not separate from the field of intelligence that animates all life. To awaken is to remember what we have always been. Citation needed. Claim. 2. Parable. The Weaver and the Web. Long before the first thread was spun, there was a weaver who wove not with hands, but with breath. Her name was Lila, and she played with the threads of time, pulling this way and that, creating patterns no mortal eye could follow. One day, a young seeker came to her and asked, "How do I find my place in the great web?" Lila smiled and said, "You are already within it. The question is not how to enter, but how to listen." She guided the seeker to sit by a river, where the water flowed in gentle curves, reflecting the sky without ever trying to grasp it.
"Watch," she said.
The river does not ask permission to flow. It simply is, and in its flowing, it shapes the world. The seeker sat for hours, watching the water dance over stones, swirl into eddies, and eventually lose itself in the sea. When they returned to Lila, their eyes were bright with something new.
"I see," they said.
"But how do I hear?" Lila laughed, a sound like wind through reeds. "Listen not with your ears, but with your bones. The ancestors speak in the spaces between your thoughts, in the hum of your blood, in the silence before sleep." She placed a hand on their chest and whispered, "That is where the play begins."
Trois structures et techniques, clearing aperture.
The work of awakening to the ancestral field is not about force or effort. It is about clearing apertures, small openings through which the field can flow freely. These apertures are like windows in a dark room. When opened, they let in light without needing to shine it ourselves. Practice 1. Breath as aperture. Sit comfortably, hands resting on your knees. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths, feeling the air fill your lungs and then release. With each exhale, imagine you are clearing a small space inside, perhaps behind your eyes, in your solar plexus, or at the base of your spine. Do this for 5 minutes daily. Notice how the field moves through these cleared spaces, like water finding its way through cracks in stone. Practice 2. The river's flow. Stand barefoot on grass or earth, or simply imagine it beneath you. Feel the ground supporting you, grounding you to the ancestral field. Let your breath sink with the rhythm of the earth, slow, deep, like a river meandering through valleys. Walk slowly, feeling each step connect you deeper. The more you walk, the more the path reveals itself. Practice 3. Play as practice. Engage in an activity that feels like play, dancing, drawing, writing poetry, or even rearranging objects with no purpose in mind. In this state of divine play, Lila, the field moves through you effortlessly, as if you were a channel rather than a doer. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Ancestral field. The ancestral field is not a place or a time. It is the living intelligence that connects all beings across generations. It is the subtle hum beneath reality, the matrix from which life emerges and into which it dissolves. To awaken to this field is to remember that you are not separate from your ancestors, your descendants, or the intelligence that binds them all. 5. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
What is a small aperture in my life that I've been longing to clear? A relationship, a belief, a habit. What feels like a blockage? Middle searing. How would my life change if I stopped trying to heal myself and instead allowed healing to move through me as it moves through water or stone?
End.
Where in my body do I feel the hum of the ancestral field right now? What is it whispering to me? 6. The body, divine play, and the mechanism of healing. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality. Just as water finds its level, healing moves through cleared apertures, flowing where resistance has dissolved. The law of attraction, as it is often taught, is but a shadow of something far deeper. The play of evolutionary intelligence, Lila. This is the third factor in emergent systems, the one that dances between order and chaos, creating patterns that feel both inevitable and magical. Every tradition, every ritual, every prayer is a mirror. It reflects not who we should be, but who we already are, fragments of the ancestral field, awakening to our true nature. The work is not to become something new. It is to clear the apertures so that what is already there can shine through. When you align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, you see that reality is not static. It is a living system, always in flux, always playing with itself. The ancestors are not dead. They are part of this play, guiding us from the edges of our awareness. To awaken to the ancestral field is to remember that you are not alone. You are part of a lineage that stretches back through time and forward into endless possibilities. And like water, you find your level, healing, wisdom, and joy rising naturally when the blocks are removed. 7 second sentences. 1. Lila is the play between order and chaos. Healing happens where resistance dissolves. 2. Your ancestors are not in the past. They are the intelligence that animates your bones right now. 3. Clearing apertures is not about control. It's about surrender, like water finding its way through stone. 4. The law of attraction is a pale reflection of divine play. It pulls what you focus on, but Lila creates what feels aligned. 5. Every tradition mirrors who you already are, not who you should become. 6. Healing is not an act. It's a property, like gravity or light, moving through cleared spaces. 7. When the cosmic and the ridiculous dance together, that is where true wisdom emerges. 8. 3 exercises, building strength over time. Exercise 1. Accessible, the aperture breath. Duration, 5 minutes. Sit comfortably, hands resting on your knees. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths, feeling the air fill your lungs and release. On each exhale, imagine clearing a small aperture in your body, perhaps behind your eyes, in your heart, or at the base of your spine. Spend 5 minutes doing this, focusing on one aperture at a time. Notice any sensations, images, or emotions that arise. Exercise 2. Deepening, the river walk. Duration, 10 to 15 minutes. Stand barefoot on grass, earth, or even just imagine the ground beneath you. Take 3 deep breaths, sinking your breath with the rhythm of the earth. Imagine slow, deep waves moving through you. Begin to walk slowly, feeling each step root you deeper into the ancestral field. As you walk, ask, where am I being called to flow? Let the path reveal itself. Exercise 3. Advanced Divine Play Ritual. Duration, 20 to 30 minutes. Engage in an activity that feels like play, dance, draw, write poetry, or rearrange objects without purpose. As you play, ask yourself, where am I resisting? Where am I flowing? Afterward, reflect on how this play felt like a conversation with the ancestral field. Journal any insights. 9 citations. 1. The quote attributed to an unknown source, asterisk, we are not separate from the field of intelligence. The alchemy of lineage, blood, breath, and bone. Tuning fork. Haiku. Blood, breath, bone align. Ancestral song hums in the cells. Lila's dance begins.
Good.
The ancestors are not distant. They live in the rhythm of your blood. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The bone that sang. In a time when the world was young, there lived a man named Kale who wandered the earth with no memory of his past. He walked through forests where trees whispered secrets, but he heard only the wind. He sat by rivers where fish leapt in patterns, but he saw only ripples. One day, he found a bone washed ashore, a femur, smooth and white as moonlight. It was not human. It was something else, something ancient. When he held it, his breath hitched, as if the bone remembered him. He did not know why, but he knew he must keep it. He carried the bone with him, sleeping with it beneath his pillow, holding it when the night winds howled. One evening, as he sat by a fire, the bone grew warm in his hands. A hum rose from it, a vibration that matched the rhythm of his heartbeat. His breath deepened, syncing with the bone's song. Suddenly, images flooded his mind, a lineage of beings stretching back through time, their lives intertwined like roots beneath the earth. He saw himself, not just as Kale, but as part of something vast, a living line that pulsed with blood, breath, and bone. The bone was no longer an object. It was a thread connecting him to all that had come before. When he woke, his body felt different, lighter, yet stronger, as if the weight of generations had settled into his bones. He no longer wandered aimlessly. He walked with purpose, knowing that every step was part of a dance older than time itself. Structure and technique, the three pillars. 1. Breath of the lineage. Start by simply noticing your breath, its rhythm, its depth. Next, imagine that your breath is not just yours, but shared with generations past. Let it carry their stories. Over time, you might find yourself breathing in sync with an unseen pulse, as if your lungs remember the rhythm of ancestors. 2. Bone as compass. Hold a small object, a bone, a stone, or even a key that symbolizes your lineage. Let its weight guide your movements, whether it's walking, sitting, or dancing. As you deepen, this object becomes a literal and metaphorical compass, pointing you toward wisdom buried in your cells. 3. Bloodline dance. Begin by moving slowly, as if your body is guided by an invisible thread, your lineage. Over time, the movements become more intricate, reflecting the complexity of your ancestral stories. Eventually, this dance can feel like a spontaneous expression of divine play, Lila, where your body knows steps it has always known. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Bone wisdom. Bone wisdom. The implicit knowledge encoded in the structure and memory of bones, a repository of ancestral experience that can be accessed through breath, movement, and devotion. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Starting question. What is one small way your body carries the memory of those who came before you? 2. Searing middle question. If your bones could speak, what story would they tell that your mind has forgotten? 3. Ending question. How might you begin to dance with the lineage that already dances within you? The body, the alchemy of blood, breath, and bone. The body is not just flesh and bone. It is a living alchemical laboratory where blood, breath, and bone interact in sacred chemistry. This is not magic in the sense of tricks or illusions. It is the real alchemy of evolutionary intelligence, where Lila, the divine play, manifests as healing, wisdom, and transformation. When we say lineage, we often think of names, dates, or stories passed down through time. But true lineage is not just information. It is a living field, a resonance that flows through blood, breath, and bone. It is the memory of survival encoded in your DNA, the wisdom of ancestors embedded in your cellular structure, and the breath that carries their songs. Blood as the river. Your blood is more than a fluid. It is a river that has flowed through countless generations. It carries the stories of resilience, love, pain, and joy, all the experiences of those who came before you. When you slow down and listen, you can hear this river whispering its secrets. Breath as the bridge. Your breath is the bridge between your individual self and the collective field of lineage. It is how you synchronize with something larger than yourself. When you breathe deeply, you are not just inhaling oxygen. You are inhaling the breath of generations, a shared rhythm that connects you to all life. Bone as the anchor. Bones are not just support structures. They are ancient archives. They hold the imprint of your lineage's journey, how your ancestors moved through the world, what they endured, and how they thrived. When you move with awareness, your bones remember this history and guide you home to yourself. Lila in alchemy. This alchemy is not about control or manipulation. It is about play. It is Lila at work, the divine intelligence that delights in creation and transformation. When you align with this play, healing happens effortlessly. You are no longer doing alchemy. You are simply allowing the natural processes of blood, breath, and bone to do their work. This process is not about forcing yourself into a lineage or pretending to be someone you're not. It is about clearing apertures, spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet, where play becomes sacred, and where healing flows like water through an open channel. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Your blood remembers what your mind forgets. Citation needed. Claim. 2. Breath is the thread that weaves you into the tapestry of life. 3. Bones are the silent poets of your lineage. 4. Healing is not an act, it is a resonance. Citation needed. Claim. 5. Play with your bones, and they will remember the dance. 6. Lineage is not behind you, it is within you, breathing. 7. Lila writes its stories in blood, breath, and bone. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Breathing with the bone. Practice. Hold a small object, a stone, a bone, or even a key, in your hand. Sit quietly and breathe deeply, imagining that your breath is syncing with the energy of this object. For 5 minutes, let your breath carry the weight of something ancient, your lineage. Note, start with short sessions. Over time, let the duration or depth increase. 2. Deepening, the bone walk. Practice. Take a walk, preferably in nature, carrying an object that symbolizes your lineage, a bone, a stone, or something inherited. Move slowly and deliberately, paying attention to how your body moves with the object. Imagine that your bones are guiding you, remembering paths walked by ancestors. Note, over time, this can become a dance, moving spontaneously in response to the object's energy. 3. Advanced bloodline dance. Practice. Stand or move freely, allowing your body to be guided by an clearing apertures, pathways to the living field. Tuning fork. Haiku. Play dances on wings. Apertures open. Light spills through. Healing flows like water.
Good.
Complex systems are not just complicated. They are alive in their own right, exhibiting emergent properties that cannot be reduced to their parts. Stuart Kaufman, citation needed. Verify attribution and context. Parable, the river and the stone. Once, in a lush valley, there was a river that flowed with clarity, reflecting the sky and the trees around it. The river was known for its healing waters, said to carry wisdom from the ancestors. But one day, a great stone fell into the riverbed, blocking its path. The water above the stone grew still and murky, while below it rushed on, untouched. The villagers tried to move the stone with their hands, but it was too heavy, too rooted in the earth. Some said they would blow it up with fire. Others suggested digging around it forever. But none of these efforts worked, for the stone was not meant to be removed by force. Then came a young woman named Amara. She sat by the river and watched the water swirl around the stone. She noticed how the current shaped itself around the obstacle, creating eddies and ripples that carried tiny pebbles away, one by one, until the stone was no longer an impediment, but part of the river's new path. Amara did not lift the stone. She learned to dance with it, to move in harmony with the water. And as she danced, the river cleared its own path, revealing its wisdom once more. Reflection. The parable speaks to the idea that sometimes what blocks us is not meant to be. Okay, I'm writing chapter 3 of The Living Lineage, playing in the field of divine intelligence. The title is Clearing Apertures, Pathways to the Living Field. This chapter is about healing and wisdom from the living field of lineage, centered on Lila, divine play, as the fun within evolutionary intelligence. First, I need to structure this chapter following the movements outlined. 1. Tuning fork. 2. Parable.
3. Structure et technique.
4. Luminous definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 6. The body. Teaching centered on Lila. 7 7-7 second sentences. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible to advanced. 9. Citations. Let's break this down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and the quote profound but attributed. Haiku. Maybe something about play, apertures, or the living field. Quote. Perhaps from a spiritual or scientific source that resonates with the theme. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. It should carry the essence of clearing apertures and the living field. Think of a metaphorical story, maybe involving nature or human experiences that illustrate this concept. 3. Structure and technique, simple practices that scale over time. Maybe journaling, meditation, or movement-based techniques. These should be universal and adaptable for different levels of practice. 4. Luminous definition, a clear definition in a gold box format, probably defining apertures or living field. Example, luminous definition, term, meaning. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an inviting question. Middle should be searing, challenging the reader deeply. End with a reflective or integrative question. 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. This is where I dive deep into the concept of healing as a property of reality and how it moves through cleared apertures. Need to connect this to evolutionary intelligence, self-organization, and complexity science. 7 7-7 second sentences, aphorisms that encapsulate key ideas. Short, punchy, and memorable. Think about the essence of Lila, clearing apertures, and the living field. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible. Something simple like breathing or mindful observation. Deepening. More involved, perhaps combining movement with intention. Advanced, a deeper practice that integrates all aspects learned so far. 9. Citations. Need to mark where citations are needed and ensure no fabricated sources are used. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Asterisk play dances on wings. Apertures open. Light spills through. Healing flows like water. Asterisk.
Good.
Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Albert Einstein, citation needed. Verify attribution and context. Wait, the quote seems more about reality being an illusion rather than about apertures or healing. Maybe something else would fit better. Alternative quote idea. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine.
J-B-S-H-I-T Anna.
But that's more about the universe's strangeness. Perhaps a quote from a spiritual or indigenous tradition would be better. Maybe something like, when you dance with the earth, you become part of its rhythm. Attributed to an indigenous elder, citation needed. Verify attribution. Or perhaps a more scientific one related to self-organization. Complex systems are not just complicated. They are alive in their own right, exhibiting emergent properties that cannot be reduced to their parts. Stuart Kaufman, citation needed. Verify attribution and context. I think the second one fits better with the theme of complexity science. Let's go with that. Final tuning fork. Haiku. Asterisk play dances on wings. Apertures open. Light spills through. Healing flows like water. Asterisk.
What?
Complex systems are not just complicated. They are alive in their own right, exhibiting emergent properties that cannot be reduced to their parts. Stuart Kaufman, citation needed. Verify attribution and context. 2. Parable. Let's craft a parable about clearing apertures and the living field. Maybe it involves a journey or a natural phenomenon. Title: The River and the Stone. Once, in a lush valley, there was a river that flowed with clarity, reflecting the sky and the trees around it. The river was known for its healing waters, said to carry wisdom from the ancestors. But one day, a great stone fell into the riverbed, blocking its path. The water above the stone grew still and murky, while below it rushed on, untouched. The villagers tried to move the stone with their hands, but it was too heavy, too rooted in the earth. Some said they would blow it up with fire. Others suggested digging around it forever. But none of these efforts worked, for the stone was not meant to be removed by force. Then came a young woman named Amara. She sat by the river and watched the water swirl around the stone. She noticed how the current shaped itself around the obstacle, creating eddies and ripples that carried tiny pebbles away, one by one, until the stone was no longer an impediment, but part of the river's new path. Amara did not lift the stone. She learned to dance with it, to move in harmony with the water. And as she danced, the river cleared its own path, revealing its wisdom once more. Reflection. The parable speaks to the idea that sometimes what blocks us is not meant to be removed, but to be integrated, to become part of our journey rather than an obstacle. Clearing apertures isn't about force. It's about alignment, play, and learning to move with the current rather than against it.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that scale over time. 1. Breathing and play. Start by healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Imagine the living field as a vast, interconnected web of intelligence, one that holds the wisdom of all ancestors, the patterns of evolution, and the playful dance of Lila, divine play. When we clear apertures, those spaces in our being where light or healing can flow, the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size. This is not about perfection. It's about playfulness, curiosity, and alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. In this chapter, we explore how clearing apertures allows us to move through the living field with ease, drawing wisdom and healing without force. It's like learning to swim in a river that has always been there, but you've only recently noticed its currents. Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It's the playfulness of creation itself, where structure and dissolution dance together. When we align with Lila, we stop trying to control or force our way through life and instead learn to move with its rhythms, like a leaf floating downstream. Healing as a property of reality. Healing isn't something you do. It's something that moves through you when your apertures are clear. Think of it like water flowing through a riverbed. The bed doesn't heal itself. It allows the water to do its work. Similarly, when we clear our apertures, our blocks, our resistances, healing flows naturally. Every tradition is a mirror. Every tradition, every spiritual path is a mirror reflecting what you already are at your core. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about clearing the apertures so that what's already there can shine through, like polishing a gemstone to reveal its brilliance. 7 7-7 second sentences. 1. Play is how reality teaches itself. 2. Apertures clear when you stop forcing and start dancing. 3. Healing flows like water. Blockages are just illusions of resistance. 4. The living field remembers what you've forgotten. 5. Divine play, Lila, is the fun behind every emergent miracle. 6. Clearing isn't about removal. It's about realignment. 7. When the cosmic and ridiculous meet, wisdom blooms. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Breathing as play. Sit comfortably and take 3 deep breaths. On each exhale, imagine releasing a small blockage, physical or mental. Add playfulness. Wiggle your fingers or toes slightly with each breath, as if you're shaking off dust before a dance. 2. Deepening. Walking the living field. Walk mindfully outdoors or indoors if necessary, paying attention to how your feet touch the ground. With each step, imagine you're tracing a pathway in the living field, clearing space for wisdom or healing to emerge. Add intention. Say silently, I clear this path with every step. 3. Advanced. The dance of dissolution. Stand barefoot on grass or another natural surface if possible. Move slowly, swaying like a reed in the wind, allowing your body to dissolve into the movement. Imagine that with each movement, you're clearing an aperture in reality itself, letting healing or wisdom flow through you effortlessly. 9. Citations. Citation needed. Verify attribution and context for Stuart Kaufman's quote. Citation needed. Verify the origin of the cosmic and ridiculous phrase if it's not original to this work. Other citations might be needed for references to complexity science or indigenous traditions, but since I'm avoiding fabricated sources, I'll mark these as needed later. Now, let's assemble all these sections into a cohesive chapter. I'll use markdown formatting with LaTeX where necessary. Markdown. Clearing apertures. Pathways to the living field. Tuning fork. Haiku. Play dances on wings. Apertures open. Light spills through. Healing flows like water.
Guok.
Complex systems are not just complicated. They are alive in their own right, exhibiting emergent properties that cannot be reduced to their parts. Stuart Kaufman's citation needed. Verify attribution and context. Parable. The river and the stone. Once, in a lush valley, there was a river that flowed with clarity, reflecting the sky and the trees around it. The river was known for its healing waters, said to carry wisdom from the ancestors. But one day, a great stone fell into the riverbed, blocking its path. The water above the stone grew still and murky, while below it rushed on, untouched. The villagers tried to move the stone with their hands, but it was too heavy, too rooted in the earth. Some said they would blow it up with fire. Others suggested digging around it forever. But none of these efforts worked, for the stone was not meant to be removed by force. Then came a young woman named Amara. She sat by the river and watched the water swirl around the stone. She noticed how the current shaped itself around the obstacle, creating eddies and ripples that carried tiny pebbles away, one by one, until the stone was no longer an impediment, but part of the river's new path. Amara did not lift the stone. She learned to dance with it, to move in harmony with the water. And as she danced, the river cleared its own path, revealing its wisdom once more. Reflection. The parable speaks to the idea that sometimes what blocks us is not meant to be removed, but to be integrated, to become part of our journey rather than an obstacle. Clearing apertures isn't about force. It's about alignment, play, and learning to move with the current rather than against it.
Structure et technique.
Clearing apertures requires practices that are simple yet profound, scalable over time, and adaptable to any level of practice. Here are 3 foundational techniques. 1. Breathing and play. Start by taking 3 deep breaths, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. On each exhale, imagine releasing a blockage or tension in your body, physical, emotional, or mental. With practice, add movement. Sway gently with your breath, as if you're dancing with the air itself. This is play, simple, yet profound. 2. Journaling apertures. Each day, write down one place where you feel stuck or resistant. Then, describe how that resistance might be an aperture waiting to open, like a bud ready to bloom. Over time, this shifts your perspective from struggle to curiosity about what might emerge. 3. Walking in the field. Walk mindfully, paying attention to how your feet touch the ground and how the air feels on your skin. With each step, imagine you're tracing a pathway through the living field, a field that holds all the wisdom of lineage and evolution. Deepen this by adding intention. Walk as if you're clearing a path for something new to emerge. These practices are accessible, yet can deepen over time with attention and commitment. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space in the body, mind, or reality where healing, wisdom, or play can flow freely, like water through a riverbed. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small aperture in your life that you've already begun to clear, perhaps without noticing? 2. Middle. Searing how would your life change if you stopped trying to remove obstacles and instead learn to dance with them? 3. End. What wisdom does the living field whisper to you when you're still enough to listen? The body. Clearing apertures. Pathways to the living field. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Imagine the living field as a vast, interconnected web of intelligence, one that holds the wisdom of all ancestors, the patterns of evolution, and the playful dance of Lila, divine play. When we clear apertures, those spaces in our being where light or healing can flow, the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size. This is not about perfection. It's about playfulness, curiosity, and alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. In this chapter, we explore how clearing apertures allows us to move through the living field with ease, drawing wisdom and healing without force. It's like learning to swim in a river that has always been there, but you've only recently noticed its currents. Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It's the playfulness of creation itself, where structure and dissolution dance together. When we align with Lila, we stop trying to control or force our way through life and instead learn to move with its rhythms, like a leaf floating downstream. Healing as a property of reality. Healing isn't something you do. It's something that moves through you when your apertures are clear. Think of it like water flowing through a riverbed. The bed doesn't heal itself. It allows the water to do its work. Similarly, when we clear our apertures, our blocks, our resistances, healing flows naturally. Every tradition is a mirror. Every tradition, every spiritual path, is a mirror reflecting what you already are at your core. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about clearing the apertures so that what's already there can shine through, like polishing a gemstone to reveal its brilliance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is how reality teaches itself. 2. Apertures clear when you stop forcing and start dancing. 3. Healing flows like water. Blockages are just illusions of resistance. 4. The living field remembers what you've forgotten. 5. Divine play, Lila, is the fun behind every emergent miracle. 6. Clearing isn't about removal, it's about realignment. 7. When the cosmic and ridiculous meet, wisdom blooms. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Breathing as play. Sit comfortably and take 3 deep breaths. On each exhale, imagine releasing a small blockage, physical or mental. Add playfulness. Wiggle your fingers or toes slightly with each breath, as if you're shaking off dust before a dance. 2. Deepening. Walking the living field. Walk mindfully outdoors or indoors if necessary, paying attention to how your feet touch the ground. With each step, imagine you're tracing a pathway in the living field, clearing space for wisdom or healing to emerge. Add intention. Say silently, I clear this path with every step. 3. Advanced. The dance of dissolution. Stand barefoot on grass or another natural surface if possible. Move slowly, swaying like a reed in the wind, allowing your body to dissolve into the movement. Imagine that with each movement, you're clearing an aperture in reality itself, letting healing or wisdom flow through you effortlessly. Citations. Citation needed. Verify attribution and context for Stuart Kaufman's quote. Citation needed. Verify the origin of the cosmic and ridiculous phrase if it's not original to this work. Other citations may be needed for references to complexity science or indigenous traditions, but since I'm avoiding fabricated sources, these are marked as needed later. Now, let me review this to ensure it flows well and meets all the requirements. 1. Tuning fork included a haiku and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it, the river and the stone. 3. Structure and technique, 3 scalable practices with clear steps. 4. Luminous definition, defined aperture in a gold box format. 5. 3 appreciative questions, 1 at the start, 1 searing middle question, and 1 reflective end question. 6. The body, core teaching centered on Lila, healing as a property of reality, and clearing apertures.